Well, the night seems to have fallen. Max Sanders has been asked to resign from the Sanders Mill. This is a terrific blow to Mary Southern, and she wants Max to refuse to hand in his resignation. Max, however, feels he is licked. There has been a gradual growth of public opinion against him since the gambling house scandal. But although Max is on the side of the law, it didn't appear that way. Even his friend, Dr. Benson, agrees with Max that he hasn't a chance of winning his fight. That is, unless a miracle happens. Unfortunately, it seems to be a closed season for miracles. It is afternoon of the next day. Max is paying his sister Phyllis a visit. Right now, he is just outside a partly open door, adjusting a smile over his worried features. Oh, Phyllis. Hey, Sis.
Yes, Max. Come in.
Well, hi there, my little snugger pugger wugger.
Hello, Max.
Oh, hey, kid. Look up here at me. Your eyes are all wet.
I've been sitting in the sun.
Yeah, but that ain't what made you cry. You know, listen, Sis. I gotta ask you something. I gotta get it out of my system.
What is it, Max?
Is it my fault that you're hurt like this? It's crippled?
Oh, no, of course not.
You sure?
Positive. Oh, I worry a little when you're in so much trouble, but not enough to make you ill. I've told Danny that, and John. It wasn't your fault, Max.
Gee, that takes a load off my mind.
Let's forget about me for a while. I've been thinking about Daddy.
Well, what's eating him?
He isn't happy, Max. I can tell. He used to go around singing, telling funny little stories. He never does anymore.
Yeah. Well, it makes me feel like a lug that I can't do something about it.
He only had the hotel again.
Stratford Springs Hotel ain't worth a plug's dime, not since the raid.
I don't mean the new hotel. I mean the little old Sanders Hotel that Daddy started with.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you got something there, Tuts. I've still got my shares in the Sanders interest. The hotel's part of them.
Max?
Yeah?
Do you think there's a chance of him getting it back?
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know, Sis. There's other stockholders besides me. You'd probably take dough.
Oh, everything has been. Daddy's hotel, your business, even my...
Yeah, I know, Sis. I know what you want to say. Your chance to walk again takes dough, too.
Yes.
You're pretty well down, ain't you, Sis, huh?
Yes, Max, I am. I've thought a lot sitting here by the window. I've looked into the future.
How much to read my fortune, Max?
Seriously, Max, I'm completely helpless. Danny has to do everything for me. Bathe me, dress me. I can't do a thing for myself. Carry me around like my little baby.
Sure, but Danny worships you, Sis.
I've only been like this a little while, Max. I'm thinking of later on. Just think of. I'll never be able to do my housework. Cook Danny the things he likes. Play with my baby. Doesn't seem to be anything ahead.
Oh, listen, there'll be plenty. Hey, we'll get the money together someday and pack you off to Switzerland to be cured.
Someday is too late.
Huh?
Dr. Benson said if anything can be done, it must be done right away.
Oh, he said that? Right away, huh?
Yes, sir. So you see, I'm not being dramatic. I'm trying to look at things sanely, Max. Quite honestly, it isn't worth living like this.
Hey, Phyllis, I don't like the way you... Now, skip.
Max, your Sanders stock went way down, didn't it?
Yeah, it's worthless now. Guess you'd say I'm caught with my stock down.
Let me go, Phyllis.
Say, wait a minute. Why didn't I think? Well, I am a dope.
What are you talking about?
I got it. Sure. That's it. Wow.
Max, you'll have the neighbors in.
Hey, let him come. Honey, it's yours. Everything. Well, you'll have the money to get fixed up, and the old rascal will get his hotel.
Have you gone crazy?
Hey, I was crazy not to think of this before. Yes, sir. Plain nuts.
Max, you've got me wacky.
Be wacky as the devil, Sis, because everything's going to be okay.
I got a scram now. I got plenty to do.
She'll tag right along behind Max as he enters his own house. Mary is on her knees sorting some magazines as he enters.
Hey,
Chuck,
can I ride piggyback, huh?
Yes, Clown, get off.
Okay, Mrs. Summers, how about the next dance?
Oh,
there
no.
We go.
No.
Sing me around yes. Again, Mabel, around, around, around.
Busy, stop it.
Mary, you're getting old, woman. Boy, look at me, the purple condition.
Oh, yes? Well, take that.
Oh, right in the bed there.
One punch, Mary, they call me. Once more?
No, one. Plenty of roughneck. Besides, I got things to do.
But from the gleam in your eye, you've been doing them. What have you been up to?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Say, they kiss for the secret?
Always the businesswoman. Okay. Sold. Hey, that's not a bad bargain.
Now, what's the secret?
Listen, it's an idea. The best idea I've had in a long time.
Continue?
That's all.
Kiss? What's the idea about?
Oh, no. That's a different department. That'll cost you four kisses and a bear hug.
I should say not. Huh? I've been gypped once. Give me my kiss back, Miss.
Okay, catch. Now, on your way, I got work to do. Now, let's see. What's Doc's number, huh?
Oh, Sanders 1-800.
That's it. Sanders 1-800.
How's Phyllis feeling?
She's swell. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, sir. Hi there, beautiful. Hey, listen, Miss Hawley, get me Sanders 1-800 in a hurry, and I'll fix it up for you with Clark Gable.
Clown, stop.
Quiet, I get results, sir. You'll have it in a minute now, won't you? Oh, hello, Doc. Yeah, it's me. Listen, Doc, how much will it cost to get Phyllis fixed up, huh? About 15 grand? Okay, it's in the bag. Yeah, you can get her started in a couple of days. Sure, I know what I said. Yeah? I said that we'll have the money for Phyllis' operation in a couple of days. Yeah, and listen, Doc, that $100,000 that Bruce promised you for the clinic, you take it. No, there won't be any strings attached. It'll be yours, free and clear. Sure, I know what I'm saying. Okay. Goodbye. Boy, I got him groggy, haven't I?
Well, I'm groggy, too.
Let's see. Now I'll call up Daddy Stratford and tell him about the hotel.
Oh, what about him?
Well, I'm going to have the old geezer reopen the joint. The old hotel, not the new one. That's a white turkey.
Oh, yes, this is all going to cost a fortune.
Hey, that's right. Maybe I'd better do some figuring. Now, let's see. Danny has $6,000, so that means he needs $9,000 more. $9,000 for Phyllis, about $500 for Daddy. And $4.98 for one of those pancake hats that you want, and 89 cents for sun fruit for Susie. That's
Nick, darling, how are you figuring?
Oh, but how? Say, listen, we'll get that dough. Don't you worry. Just sit tight, Toots, and leave it to me.
Well, I...
Listen, Mary, listen. Would you mind running out in the kitchen for a minute? I got a private phone call to me.
Oh, all right, dear, but I hope you're not going to do anything.
Nope, right? nothing wrong, Toots. Now, skedaddle. Now for the tough part. Hello, Miss Hawley. Say, listen, you want to get me Sanders 135? Yeah, right away. All right, thanks, sweetheart, thanks. Hello. Say, this is Max Sanders. Let me speak to Mr. Proust, will you? Huh? No, you won't do, Mrs. Proust. No, I said you won't do. I'm going to speak to Mr. Proust. Oh, what a day. Hello, Proust. This is Max Tilly Sanders. Now, listen, you know that 10 grand that you offered me if I'd sell you my shares in the Sanders interest and leave town?
Well, I've been sent.
Is Max really going to accept Gerald Proust's offer? Mary Southern feels that new business in the town will put everyone back on their feet. If Max leaves now, will he regret it? Let's listen to a phone conversation that's taking place in the same impressive oak-paneled office we visited yesterday.
I've quite a list of towns, Jim, but I don't know if any of them will meet our requirements. Now, we want a spot that'll really welcome new business. Yeah. Oh, naturally. Yeah. Oh, you see, we plan to bring close to $1 million into the town. Well, hold on a second, and I'll read you the list. Here it is. There's Newbury, Williamsport, Oak Ridge, Sanders, Warsaw, About a dozen more. We'll go over the list together. Yeah, well, perhaps I'll take a little trip over the territory myself. So near and yet so far. That's the game Fate, exasperating lady that she is playing with the town of Sanders and with the lives of some of her most deserving citizens.